natural disasters have happened in time, in the world, through all ages. And in 2 Samuel chapter 21, we read that Israel had had a famine for 3 years. Now, so often when things go wrong, religious people like to put it down to a reason. Either they or someone has done something wrong. And this is the judgment of God. Many sick people have been accused of hidden sins that have added to their anxieties and often caused animosity towards Christians. When our church was going through a tough time, I received a letter telling me I should repent and all would go well. They failed to specify my particular wrongdoing, though. Church, like people and families, have both good and bad times. Fortunately, God sends times of refreshing, and all the negatives and false allegations are forgotten in the time of blessing. Jesus clearly states that there are life accidents. They just happen. It isn't because anyone is guilty. Often theologians will call these incidents natural evils, such as hurricanes, earthquakes, famines, and tsunamis. The word evil might not be the best word here because there has not been a deliberate attempt to cause suffering. Now, David heard about the Gibeonites and felt he was going to ask them for the solution. And they spoke to him about two things. When they bargained with David, they left two suggestions. Their preference was for vengeance on Saul's family, but they all said about the money. Now, in ancient times, they would start off bargaining by saying they didn't want anything, and then they would work upwards. Whereas we in the West ask for more than the item is worth from the prospective purchaser, and then work downwards to a realistic price. David could have refused the slaughter of Saul's sons, then made them a financial compensation which would be acceptable to them, but he was happy to eliminate any rival from his throne. It was very convenient for David to do this. If there is a comment we can make is this: he asked God for the cause of the 3-year famine, but the people for the cure. He could have asked God for the cure as well as the cause. This action of slaughter for compensation was not unknown in the lands around at the time. David had no need to copy the surrounding nations. It does tell us that the rains came after this. God answered them. But God would have ended the famine without the bloodshed. What broken hearts those two mothers must have had. David had been so used to killing that his heart seemed unmoved by the executing of young men who were related to him through the marriage to Michal. He had become a man of blood. Down through history, ruthless people have eliminated their rivals. God had promised David a throne. God secured it for him. He had no need to do this. I wonder, is it possible that we have had hard and unfeeling hearts, that we too have become ruthless in our actions when there are kinder ways to achieve goals? Companies will at times make workers redundant just to obtain greater profits for their shareholders. Church boards and ministers can be unfeeling to their workers and their volunteers in the decisions they take. One day we were talking at a church board meeting, and a lady who had been with us all of the many years made a comment to me. She had noted that I had become kinder over time. the discovery that I had been less than perfect in dealing with people should not have been a surprise to me. It was better, though, that I was improving rather than deteriorating in my care and concern for people. Perhaps coming from an engineering background and dealing with machinery and mainly men made me less thoughtful to the feelings of others. How are we doing? Are we abrasive, curt, and inconsiderate, or have we sought to have the mind of Christ? I pray that we begin to think like Jesus. The Lord bless you today. Amen.